Blog Talk Radio.
The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our souls. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? Ay, my God, my God, my God.
Fill me, Jesus, fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost,
Jesus,
call him up.
Praise God, brothers and sisters. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd, a lady exorcist spirit war fighter. I'd like to welcome you today to Blog Talk Radio. Today is July the 7th, 2013. And I am so happy to bring you this message. And for those of you that listen on the Blog Talk Radio, for those of you that will be listening through my websites, this message captures the heart of the Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry on a mission reconnecting men and women to Jesus. I'd like to introduce you to Prophetess Havilon Kirkland, who is going to share this message with you this afternoon. The message is Be Healed or Behold. And I want to tell you there is a difference. So good afternoon, Prophetess Kirkland. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
And I'd like you to tell my Blog Talk audience how you got this message from the Lord.
Okay. As I was seeking the Lord about different terminology used, like, What is grace? What is mercy? What is it to be religious? Different things. Because I didn't want to use these terms just because I heard someone using them and it sounds good. I really want to know the true meaning of these words. And I read in the Bible, I realized that when he spoke his word for someone, when you come in contact with him, some were being healed, some were being made whole, and I'm like, okay, there must be a difference, Lord. What is the difference? You know, and out of my searching his word, he gave me this message that I'm about to give right now. And
okay.
I will just begin from Luke 17, verses 11 through to 19, and it's read. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourself to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. 10 were healed, 1 was made whole. There is a critical difference between being healed and made whole. What's that difference? Well, while a person can be healed without a significant spiritual transformation, one cannot have a spiritual transformation without being made whole, which means to be delivered, rescued from spiritual debt, to be totally set apart from your peers. That is why God said, I look for someone who might rebuild the wall of righteousness that guards the land. I search for someone to stand in the gap in the wall so I would not have to destroy the land. But I found no one. That is from Ezekiel 22, verse 30. I'm certain there were many people serving God in those days, but he was looking for that particular person who he knew would do right. And that is someone who was made whole, who was restored spirit, soul, and body. Because you cannot rebuild the wall of righteousness if you don't know what it is to be in right standing with God. Being healed celebrates the here and now, But being made whole celebrates being conformed to the image of the Savior, integrated back into Him. In other words, it's a soul transformation. James 1, verses 3 to 4 says, "For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, lacking or needing nothing. Many are healed, few are made whole." We saw where the leper had taken another step beyond healing. Let's ask ourselves this question: am I healed or am I made whole? How do we know? Or how do we even make the transition from healed to whole? First, we need to see wholeness as a deeper commitment to God, a more constant awareness of the indwelling Christ, walking that straight and narrow path with a grateful heart. This is going to take a renewal of the mind and a determination to forsake our whole ways and follow Christ no matter what the cost. We have to be determined to shed the whole man, the whole ways of doing things, and allowing God to have His way, His perfect work in our lives. And we can see this with Mary Magdalene. Mary's gratitude brought her so close to Jesus that she was the last one at the cross, the first one to the tomb, the first to see Him rise, the first to proclaim His resurrection. It all started with a healing, 7-demon exorcist, and quickly moved towards wholeness and enduring devotion to God. The closer we get to the light, we see that all our righteousness is like filthy rags before Christ, Isaiah 64:6, which will cause us to be so grateful like Mary that we will want to get closer and grow in our devotion to God. Healing can come to anyone. Remember, the leper that turned back, he was a foreigner, he was a Samaritan. Healing can come to someone who may even fear the Lord, yet serve another God. And we can see this in with Naaman in 2 Kings verse 5, and I'll just go there quickly. I will begin from 15. "And when Naaman realized that he was healed, he came and stood before Elijah and said, 'Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now therefore, please take a gift from your servant.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives before whom I stand, I will receive nothing.' And he urged him to take it, but he refused. So Naaman said, 'Then, if not pleased, let your servant be given 2 mule loads of earth, for your servants will no longer offer either burnt offering or sacrifice to other gods, but to the Lord. Yet in this thing, may the Lord pardon your servant. When my master goes into the temple of Ramon to worship there, and he leans on my hand, and I fall down in the temple of Ramon, when I fall down in the temple of Ramon, may the Lord please pardon your servant in this thing.'" In other words, many people may receive the healing heart blessing of God simply because God is good and He loves everyone. That is grace at work. In Matthew 5, God caused the rain to fall on the just and the unjust alike. However, wholeness comes only to those who truly come to Jesus with a heart of thanksgiving to worship Him. Many are called, few are chosen. Only one leper returned to give thanks. So it is today. About 90% of the people who are blessed are healed, simply continue on their way, happy to be healed without falling down at His feet, thankful, are giving their worship to Him for their blessing. Do you want to be healed or whole? Do we want our souls to be restored like David, Or are we comfortable living with just a little? Remember, it's the truth we know is what's going to set us free. And that truth is God's word. In Luke 8, verses 43 to 48, it reads, "And a woman having an issue of blood for 12 years, she had spent all her money upon physicians and could not be healed of any. She came behind Jesus and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Jesus said, 'Who touched me?' When all denied it, Peter and all they that were with him said, 'Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' Jesus said, 'Somebody has touched me, for I perceive that virtue has gone out of me.' And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him and before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace.'" This woman was convinced in her soul that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be healed. This is faith. She did not doubt. It's the truth you know that is going to set you free. This woman understood that the hem of Jesus' garment, or his prayer shawl, was God's word. It was all the promises God gave to Abraham. She understood her right. She desired from Jesus what she knew her money was unable to give her for 12 years. And she placed a demand, so to speak, on God's promises. It was like heaven touching her when she touched him. Only her faith could touch God and reconnected her to him. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And when faith is demonstrated, it goes way beyond healing and make us whole. Jesus had to restore her publicly. Remember, she had a flow of blood which made her unclean. Can you imagine the scorn, the ridicule and shame she must have suffered from people around her for 12 years? And then all her money was gone with no help? When she felt that healing virtue flow through her, she felt alive. She felt her countenance restored. She had strength again. She could dance. She could hop, skip, leap, jump, run. She couldn't keep it to herself any longer. Even though she was afraid to confess, the joy and gratefulness she felt in her soul overrode her fears and led her to confess the truth. She told him everything. In that moment, she experienced that hope and confession is good for the soul. Because of that act of faith, Jesus had to restore her publicly to remove the scourge, the shame, the pain, and the embarrassment she felt for all those years. So everyone around her would know that she was in right standing with God. And by even calling her daughter, Jesus was saying, "She is mine." In 1 Samuel 30, we saw where David was under so many afflictions at Ziklag. He lost his home to fire, his wife and kids were taken captive, and his own men thought of stoning him. Meanwhile, he was on the run from Saul. Even though David was distressed, he found strength in the Lord is God. He drew upon truth, the word. As we see in Psalms 43 and Psalms 103, he cried, "Why so downcast, O my soul, and why so disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God." Then he commanded his soul to bless the Lord, and all that is within him, bless his holy name. It is a decision both David and the woman with the issue of blood had to make for the restoration of their souls. We have to come into that new way of thinking to become whole. It is a conscious effort. For the old way of thinking has kept us far too long in the condition we are in. We need to go beyond heal. No more settling for the crumb when the Father desired to give us the whole loaf. Our soul have been tied, shattered, and wounded for so long, mostly because of our thinking, our mindset, which only kept us in bondage. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 said, "Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now let us all put a demand on the word of God. Take it by force. Be determined to be free and stay free. Have faith. Let us show the Lord how much we love him, how much we appreciate him dying for our sins, how grateful we are for his day-to-day protection, and how thankful we are when he made a way for us to escape out of some sticky situation. Let us thank him for his mercy, his grace, and truth, and his word. So what will your decision be today? Heal or whole? Let us all choose to be made whole, which is full restoration. It is reconnecting to God. Open up and allow his dunamis power to come in and transform our souls so we can be reconnected to our God, so we can understand his heart, his love, and his will for our life." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That is the message God gave me.
And it is a very timely message. I don't know if there's very much else to say. We have some other members on the line. Would anybody like to say anything from the line? Okay, then. Well, praise God. This is Erica Joseph Shepherd. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio. Why don't you visit the website, www.reconnecttojesus.com. Brothers and sisters, there is something called spiritual oppression. You know that. You know if you're walking in what God has called you to walk in. You know if the promises of God have been fulfilled in your life. It's time to get real. If they haven't, then you know that something is hindering them. And, you know, that's where our ministry comes in. Integrated Healing Prayer Ministry can help you. We can't do it for you, but we can help you get that wholeness that this prophetess shared the message with you. We can help you with that. But you know what? It comes from the inside to the outside, not from the outside to the inside. So as I said then, this is Erica Joseph Shepherd. Our number is 1-877-795-7110. And we are connecting the world. I should say reconnecting the world to Jesus. And God bless you from Blog Talk Radio. Reconnected.
The Holy Ghost is here, ready to fill our souls. Are you ready for the filling? Are you ready for the anointing? Are you ready for the healing? My God, my God, my God.
Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Fill me, Jesus. Fill me now. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost. Satan wants to conquer me, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Ghost.
I beg you heal me.
Heal me.
Holy Ghost, I beg you heal me.